This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Slate's chief political correspondent John Dickerson is back with us after several days following both Senators Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama campaigning in Iowa. John, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back.
Here is this event that you write about. This is Kirkwood Community College in Cedar Rapids. Here's Senator Obama speaking to the crowd.
They are tired of the lack of progress on critical issues like health care and education and energy. And most of all, they are tired of a war that should have never been authorized and should have never been waged, that has cost us dearly.
Okay, there's Senator Obama campaigning this week. And John, you write in your piece about this that's up on Slate, after this appearance, a journalist colleague of yours turns to you and says, why isn't he killing her? Meaning, not literally killing, but why isn't he doing much better than Senator Clinton?
That's right. This colleague of mine, we'd been at some Clinton events the previous 2 days, and it was nothing like the kind of energy you got at the Obama event. Now, I've seen the act before, so it wasn't a surprise. It was just the energy at the end when he leaves, the entire room is on its feet and chanting with him.
What is Senator Clinton like when she campaigns? She must be doing something right.
She is. She's very, very methodical. She is speaks with no notes. There aren't a lot of jokes, but it is it's a thoroughly competent performance. And as I say, you talk to the audience afterwards. I interviewed quite a lot of people in Iowa over the last 3 days, and they are kind of moderately excited about her, and the Obama crowds are quite excited.
But then this question, so why isn't he doing much better than she is? I don't think you really answer that in your piece. You do raise the question.
Well, the answer may be in this one question that an Obama supporter who was warming up the crowd in Cedar Rapids asked before he arrived. And she said, how many of you have never attended a caucus before? And it felt like about half the room had raised their hands. And this is the challenge for Obama. When you talk to Clinton voters or folks who go to Clinton events, they almost always, and when I would interview them, would say, well, I caucused last time for this person and I caucused the previous time for that person. They are experienced caucus goers. And going to the caucus is not just like flipping a switch in an election booth. You have to go and commit an evening, and it's sometimes hard to find your caucus, but it's a bit of a chore. And so the challenge for Obama is to get these people who are new to the process to decide on that cold January evening, January 3rd, to go in and go through this process and support him.
Well, the poll numbers do show they are fairly close in Iowa. I mean, she's got a big lead nationally, but in Iowa, she doesn't.
Iowa polling, trying to poll people who are likely to go to the caucus, is notoriously tricky and difficult. And so it's close. We know it's close from the numbers. We know the numbers are imprecise. But what we see on the ground is it looks really close also.
John Dickerson, chief political correspondent for Slate.com. John, thank you again.
Thank you.